This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we've studied the first six chapters of Ezra, we've found the road to success is fraught with many bumps, twists, and turns, unexpected challenges, but above all, God's faithfulness. The trip to Jerusalem was demanding, but the returning exiles were people with purpose and commitment. What they saw first was nothing but rubble. They could have been discouraged before they even started, but they rolled up their sleeves and started the work. Soon they were opposed and then legally stymied, and the work came to a grinding halt. Being industrious, they turned their efforts to establishing their own homes. Preoccupied with that, they soon forgot their original purpose for returning. When challenged by two prophets, they returned to the task. In spite of continued opposition, they stayed focused and kept working until the temple was built. It didn't match the architectural grandeur of Solomon's temple, but it was the place where God would fulfill his promises regarding the Messiah. This pictures what we should focus on when building Christ's kingdom. It's easy to get caught up in grand buildings and programs which might be good in themselves, but if we miss what it's all about, his promise and purpose to exalt Jesus, then we miss the mark. If when we're stymied, we turn to our own interests and comforts and forget what God called us to do and be, we need to repent, refocus, and re-engage in fulfilling his plan. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.